This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban on Sunday blamed the United States for the chaotic evacuation of tens of thousands of Afghans and foreigners from Kabul 1 week after the hardline Islamist group returned to power in a rapid victory that stunned the world. Terrified Afghans continue to try to flee, deepening a tragedy at Kabul airport where the United States and its allies have been unable to cope with the huge numbers of people trying to get on evacuation flights. Britain's defense ministry said Sunday 7 people had died in the crowds without giving further details. Journalists at the scene have reported people being crushed while others were dehydrated and terrified. The U.S. military says during the distress of evacuation, an Afghan woman went into labor on a U.S. Air Force flight and gave birth to a baby girl in the plane's cargo bay moments after landing at a base in Germany. The crisis has led to mounting criticism of the U.S. and its Western allies, which this year pressed on with the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan as the government and security forces struggled to contain rising Taliban violence. Leaders will discuss the situation in a virtual summit on Tuesday. The U.S., which has thousands of troops trying to secure Kabul airport, has set a deadline to complete the evacuations by August 31st. The Defense Department on Sunday enlisted the help of several major airlines in transporting people who have been flown to U.S. bases in the Gulf and Europe back to America. There are up to 15,000 Americans and 50 to 60,000 Afghan allies who need to be evacuated, according to U.S. Joe Biden's administration. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The death toll in the major earthquake that struck Haiti on August 14th has risen to 2,207, authorities said Sunday, as attacks on aid convoys have complicated efforts to bring relief to survivors. New bodies have been found in the south, according to the country's Civil Protection Office, adding that 344 people remain missing and more than 12,000 have been listed as injured. Search and rescue workers are continuing to pick through the jumbled mounds of debris left by the powerful 7.2 magnitude quake, but hopes of finding survivors are fading by the hour. Haitian authorities claim nearly 600,000 people were directly affected by the disaster and are in need of urgent humanitarian assistance. But efforts to deliver food, water, and medical supplies to quake victims have been complicated not just by road and bridge damage, but by attacks on aid convoys by so far unidentified gangs. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi on Sunday met with Japan's foreign minister and called on Tokyo to release the Islamic Republic's funds that have been frozen in Japan because of U.S. sanctions over its nuclear program. Japan, and to a larger extent South Korea, are both major exporters of technology and hold billions of dollars in Iranian assets. These funds have been frozen since former U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew Washington from a landmark nuclear deal and reimposed sanctions on Tehran in 2018. Washington said in mid-July it was allowing Iran to use the frozen funds to settle debts in South Korea and Japan, but insisted it did not allow any to be transferred to Tehran itself. Talks between Iran and world powers aimed at reviving the 2015 accord have stalled since late June. The United States has been involved indirectly in the talks. Qatar's first legislative polls for two-thirds of an advisory council will be held on October 2nd, according to a decree issued by the ruling emir on Sunday and published by his office. Qataris will elect 30 members of the 45-seat body, while its emir will continue to appoint the remaining 15 members. The council will have legislative authority and approve general state policies and the budget. It will also exercise control over the executive, except for bodies setting defense, security, economic, and investment policy. The October polls have sparked some debate, though, on electoral inclusion, after some members of a tribe found themselves ineligible to vote under a law restricting vote to those whose family were present in Qatar before 1930. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.